How was the heat?
It was hot today. It was a humid day. So in August, it's pretty unpredictable. We've had some colder days, some rainier days, some windier days, but today was pretty hot and humid.
How does it help with the conditioning that you guys get out here and work out this year?
It's good because we play in, we don't play in a dome, obviously. So coach practices us outside basically every day, unless we're playing somewhere warm late in the year. So it's just good to get out here and experience all these different elements, and we got to get used to playing in whatever it is. So that's usually what coach says.
Do you feel the dog days of camp starting to set in a little bit? How much you have to help rookies along this time of year?
Yeah, it's there's no easy way about training camp. I think you just have to grind your way through it. So you try to bring as much energy as you can every day. That's the only way you're going to get the best out of yourself, and you try to get the best out of your teammates, because you really, at this point with, the limited amount of practices, you can't afford to lose any ground, because a lot of teams are practicing hard. You got to come out here and you see guys giving it all out there, especially today, maybe, a couple days off and, been off our feet, and then you try to get back into it and your body's not quite ready. So, you just got to fight through it as best you can.
Good to have James Devlin back out.
Your yeah, absolutely. He's a big part of our team. So coach always says, do your job. And, nobody does a better job than James. And he embraces his role. He does a great job. Obviously, lead block in. I think the running backs have a lot of trust in what he does. He does a good job catching the ball. He's really a great leader for our team. He always sets the example. So he's, kind of a typical Patriot, dependable, tough, smart, football player.
Were there aspects where you kind of might have missed him a little bit in short yardage last year in terms of just didn't have the same versatility as you think?
Yeah, it's hard to replace guys like that. We lost him in a third preseason game last year, and that was, a tough loss. I think, just emotionally for the whole team, because he what he did the year before and just the toughness that he brings. So it's, in order to be a good football team, you got to be tough, you got to be disciplined, you got to be smart, and, he's one of those guys that brings all three, to the table for us.
Tom, I just want to ask you about the Olympics, and it's just a little different question, but with Giselle sort of walking, in the opening ceremonies, what was your whole reaction as you experienced that yourself?
Well, it was amazing, to see her out there and do that. It was the best part of the Olympics for me. So I got over on opening night, so there hasn't been much reason for me to watch outside of, seeing her, represent her country. So it's pretty amazing. She's, an amazing woman and amazing mother, and she represents, the best of Brazil as far as I'm concerned. So it was pretty amazing spectacle, and she's she's an amazing person.
Tom, what's been your impression of Jimmy Brown?
Final questions, guys.
How he's handled himself and everything that's going on with him?
He works his tail off to prepare, and I know he has the respect of everybody. So, I think that's what you always do. You try to come out here and earn the respect of your teammates and your coaches, and you got to put the work in. You got to show that you're willing to show up every day and do whatever it takes to get the job done. So he's, it's been fun to see. It's fun to see his development. We got off to a good start the other night, and hopefully we keep it going. We got a couple, 3 days of practice coming up against the Bears. It'll be good preparation for our team. We got to use them really well. And hopefully we can, come out of Thursday night, after these practices in the game, a stronger team than we are now.
Are those side competitions fun with him, the barrel drills and all that, those little games you play after? And what's the purpose and benefit, some of the benefits of those?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's really good to, you're always trying to work on different aspects of the game, and, it's hard to get the receivers out here after practice and run, we'd probably throw 20, 25 of those balls, and it's hard to have a receiver go, hey, run, after a 2.5 hour practice in 90 degree weather, but, go run a bunch of, 30, 40 yard routes. So you just put the bucket out there, and that little sucker's tough to hit, man. It's it doesn't move, it's got no arms, it can't adjust to anything. So, that's why I'm glad we always have guys that have great hands and ability to track the ball, and it's just, it's good practice.
He's holding his own?
He does a good job against me all the time, so he's a good competitor.
Tom, real quick.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.